fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Justin Harbour. Now, people know you from all sorts of things. I know you from Restaurants on the Edge. We did a Netflix program together last year. Yes. So you have Harbour 16, the fish restaurant.
Yes.
And you have Pitch 16, which is pizza pasta, which I have to try. Still have to try.
It's a pizza, burger, it's nice grill. First of all, hi to everybody. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure. Yes, I'm a bit all over the place. I have two restaurants. I have an aquarium business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a football freak. Let's say that.
Yeah, you're you were the national goalkeeper. Come on, don't just.
Yes. I'm still playing, freak. And you know, I don't miss a training session. I train hard. Sometimes when I look back, I see how do I manage. Mm. But you know,
sleep when you're dead.
I try to. Or when they're in lockdown.
So your typical day is like wake up, fish buying, training, yes. Business, football, business.
Exactly.
And a bit of time in there thrown in for family.
I have to find time or I get, with my kids, it's not easy as well. But what I do is like time management, of course, with the football schedule, I am tight. So even on weekends when mm-hmm. I have a game, I can't like plan whatever I want. And in the restaurant, of course, the presence is very important because people, especially mm-hmm. Harbour 16, after a Netflix show, there were people coming from everywhere.
Incredible the amount of contact mm-hmm. I had from Fiji and Argentina and places I had to look up on the map, chefs and people contacting me to find out more. And, you know, it's incredible. It's an incredible show.
And I'm still in touch with the directors, and they told me, like, the second best show viewed was around nearly 2 million.
Uh-huh.
Ours went up to 8 million.
Wow.
So
that's why our social media has gone crazy.
Exactly. Plus it came really nice. And I mean, as a Maltese citizen, and you know, when you see Malta like on that scale, it's amazing.
It did look beautiful. It looked absolutely beautiful. It is. And you know, they helped, they did their job, they turned it around a bit for you.
Yep.
And indeed, like I said, you managed to open the second restaurant.
Exactly. With all their, their tips mm-hmm. that they gave me, I mean, I'm still in touch with them and, communicate. Sometimes I even speak to them because I don't know if you heard about it. I did like as a thank you to all the Maltese people.
Uh-huh.
I got all the frontliners, speak with Charmaine Gauci,
uh-huh.
and we gave her vouchers for the frontliners, so they get a 50% off for them and their partners.
That's amazing, yes.
So it went well and everything mm-hmm. was okay. I mean, it's a little help, but that means a lot for others.
And really, of course, nice gesture anyway. So high five.
Thank you.
There we go. So, but the reason I've got you here today is not to talk about shellfish, unfortunately. I know you'd love to because you're a qualified marine biologist.
Yeah, by the way, I forget that. I'm a qualified marine biologist, plus I own a fish farm on land.
A fish farm on land?
Yeah, it's where we hatch fish and to test on like crustaceans and stuff like that.
Ooh.
No, that's your love.
That's your love.
Like, don't tell me to watch a football game, but I will watch a documentary about fish. So.
Okay, we're going to leave that there, but we're going to go straight into your first musical memory that you've brought along. And this is a Coldplay song. Now, sort of knowing you a bit, Coldplay's not a surprise to see on your list. But The Scientist, why this song? What does it bring back to you?
Well, The Scientist have a lot of heavy words,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they really mean to me. Just to let you know about when I was young, I wasn't fortunate in a way that I could enjoy life as my friends did. Because with football, I was playing in the top division of Malta at the age of 16.
Wow.
And I went to play abroad at the age of 19 in Bulgaria, where nobody spoke English. So where my friends were all the time going out, getting their new car, enjoying life, I was doing sacrifices. However, at the end of it all, it went better for me because I benefit more from it. So instead of going out partying and remember the songs and this and celebrating, I used to have my own agenda where mm-hmm. me and myself and I with the old Walkmans, So,
oh, I remember
there are some songs like they're still on the cassette. I mean, I wanted to do a list of like 100 songs, but only 10. Gave me, so.
No, you do have a varied and interesting life. But this one, did this take you back to days in Bulgaria? Is this from then, or is this?
No, no. The Scientist is when I was actually in Hungary. You know, I was on my own most of the time, and it was quite cold, the weather, because of course, there, winter, it's not easy, mm-hmm. especially for a Maltese citizen. And, you know, the words, the scientist, made me reflect a lot about certain decisions that I took them with me till today. And it's something that I say it's one of my favorite songs.
So let's have a listen to this and listen to the words.
Come up to me. Tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you. Tell you I need you. Tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions. Oh, let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming in tails, heads on the sides apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Now, the next one we've got here is the Goo Goo Dolls, which I just love saying.
Yes.
Iris, Goo Goo. It's just a great name for a band. It's the kind of thing that they must have had real fun setting that up, you know. But the song's called Iris.
Iris. This is an old song, of course. It takes me time to do age when I used to play abroad,
mm-hmm.
and when I did my debut with Floriana at the age of 16. Iris is a soundtrack of one of the best movies ever. It's not so famous, but has a lovely story with not such a nice ending. It's called City of Angels.
Okay.
Yes. And all their songs are really famous. However, the thing is this, that when you see a player like playing the game, the talent will show, and you can make it or break it.
Mm.
Now, the problem is the day before the game, because you have to balance the excitement, the pressure, the anxiety, and somehow you have to get the best out of you. So I had sleepless nights, especially when I was abroad. I couldn't sleep. Mm. So I had three songs, which are from the movie City of Angels. Iris is one of them, and you know, it was like my thing going forward, like saying, you don't know me, so you know who I am. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, although I'm Maltese, and although I'm the shortest goalkeeper in the world, I'm still coming from a very proud country, and I'm going to show you that I can do it. Ah. So it's something.
It's a kind of performance when you're on the pitch. It's not, you know.
Yes, performance, but of course, I mean, remember, I mean, we're not very rated Malta, Maltese football. So when you go abroad in a country that have 8 million population, plus it's open market that they can get anybody, you have one shot, and you have to make it worth, you know?
Oh, I think you did pretty well.
Thank you.
Quite a few stamps on your passport if you still did that, but you know. Anyway, so Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Sorry, I just wanted to say that again. Here we go. I
give up forever to touch you. I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want. Moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want.
This one's a bit sad. Snow Patrol, yep. Chasing cars.
Yes, and the live one. I love live one, yes. It's a very calm song,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it makes everybody sing with it, sing along.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, as we spoke in the beginning of the program, my life is very hectic. So the bit of time that I have for myself, I have to sleep, I have to rest. And you have to make decisions. You can't wait a week, or you're lucky if you can wait 5 minutes to take a decision. So in my time of driving home. As you know, two of my restaurants are in Marsashlok, and I live in Aura, in the north part. So while I'm driving, I listen to these songs. It's where I take most of my decisions, and it calms me down.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I sing a bit. I can't tell that because I'm a bad singer. However, it's a song that makes you
just wind down after an evening or a game or anything like that.
Because as you know, the rules for a business, you can't take decisions while you're angry, you're sad, or you're so happy.
Well, my decisions are hardest, like don't go shopping when I'm hungry.
Okay.
That's
true. I know what you mean.
It's true with, you have to reflect and understand the...
Exactly. See the full picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, this is one. I have another three that makes me think the same.
But this is at least a decent driving song as well. It's not going to make your heart race. It's going to, like I said, calm you down and give you that chance. So we're going to have a bit of a listen to Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all. Everything on our own. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say three words I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Oh, another sad one. Fix You. Another Coldplay, but we like Coldplay because
it's one of my favorites. Actually, for my birthday, I did a surprise for myself, and I went to see them in Switzerland as a birthday surprise. Me and myself and I.
That's a nice surprise for yourself.
Yes. It was amazing. I had super extra VIP tickets. Like I could do high five with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of the best experiences of my life.
Uh-huh.
Fix you. You know, when you see a person out there and you see him smiling, you see him doing things, of course you judge him and you say things. But nobody knows what's inside the person. I'm 39 years old and like single.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was married to a very lovely woman and a lot of people took it against me because I decided to go apart. And of course, I'm still very good terms. However, I think sometimes in a relationship, when things are not going the right way, it's better to split apart rather than to force it and cause chaos or to do a bad decision.
Mm.
After that, you always think that the grass is greener on the other side. And when you try to move on to the next relationship, so you can settle in and everything, you get let down very easily because you were like 15 years with a person and then the next year with another person, it's a complete opposite. So then, of course, imagine with the football, with the business and with everything going on, your heart, of course, we're made to be with someone. We're not made to be alone. So of course, when you go out there, I say it's fine. It's a jungle, especially when you're in football and business. People talk to you all the time. People judge you all the time. People want you to fail all the time. So once you go home, you want to find peace. And unfortunately, I didn't find peace. And this other girl, of course, I tried to fix her, but it went wrong. And it's a song that made me think and taught me a lot.
Ah.
However, thanks God, I said proudly, I got over all this and I found myself again. So that's good.
Well, we'll have a bit of a listen to Fix You, and we hope it doesn't make anybody else that sad. But always good to sort of
exactly,
reflect
but,
anyway.
It's not sad. I mean, I never regret a second of my life.
Mm.
I mean, I had very good days. I have very bad days. But this is life. I mean, I'm not boring.
For sure.
I'm a person that, I say it proudly, you know, because the good thing, I know how to enjoy myself, even with a Walkman, you know, and I don't need any other things or objects to make me feel good. However, I'm a person that I like to invest, I like to create, I'm not afraid, and I'm a person that sometimes I go and ask my mom to give me 50 euros and the next month I buy them a cruise to go all over the world. So that's typically Justin. And but it is a fact. I'm not, as I said, I'm not proud of every decision I did. However, I know how to live with the consequences. So there you go.
We won't try and fix you.
Yep. Good luck.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home. To let it go.
Oh, now this is nice. Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. This is a real classic. Really just, you've got to slow down. You've got to just stop to this one. Is that what it does for you?
Well, of course, it was a song in a movie that was one of my favorite movie, Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Redding. I have like three or four songs that I like from him. It's when, you know, one of those days that you're happy or you're waiting for a decision and this and you just want to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to listen, maybe with a glass of wine, enjoying this music,
mm-hmm.
and sitting on the dock of the
on the dock of the bay.
Ah, exactly.
That's you watching out to sea.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite happy.
I'm a sea person, so you know, when you reflect and when you see what you did wrong or what you did right to adjust or to make it better, it's perfect. It's a perfect song.
Let's have a listen and calm us all down.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me.
thousand miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time.
Now this one, it's a bit more lively. Sei un mito, but I have no idea what that means. So tell us about the song, what it actually means, and then what it means to you.
So this is, you know, songs are about memories, mm-hmm. and songs are about periods in your life that you will never forget. They will die with you. Sei un mito of 883. This is one of my favorite groups. They have like five cool songs. It's 90s, mm-hmm. So old song, old generation. Sei un mito, it's when, you know, when there is this cool girl that you want to ask her out, but you're shy and she doesn't even speak to you. And then after a lot of smiling and thoughts about her, after 6, 8, maybe a year trying, she asks you, like, she accepts to meet. So then when you go and pick her up, and the song is like, Sei un mito, like you're an idol, you know?
Okay.
When she comes and everything is perfect and she's dressed, her curves are spot on. And yeah, Sei un mito, like you're the best. You know?
And it's really happy and upbeat and lively.
Yes.
And we hope you had a nice evening.
I can't go there.
Can't go into that, no.
Exactly.
But let's have a bit of a listen to this and dance in your cars.
Tappetini nuovi, ambromagi, deodorante appena preso che va molto sci. Appuntamento alle 9:30, ma io per non fare tardi forse ho cannato da Dio. Alle 9 sono già sotto casa tua. Sei un
Then Robbie Williams steps into the frame here with Angels.
Yes, live.
Live. You saw this live as well, or this is...
No, okay. I did have the opportunity. Well, Robbie Williams, everybody knows Robbie Williams. He's the king of music. However...
Elvis, maybe, but carry on.
Yes, but, no, but Angels, I don't know if you read the biography.
No.
Just a small glimpse about the story. It's his agent was calling him that they were not doing that well. And he said they needed a song to get them out from the hole.
Okay.
And after some days, they come up with the song, Angels. And I think it's one of the most songs sang all over the world. So it's a part, I mean, not saying my life, but whoever does something that he believes in, it can be, I don't know, it can be art or a gift or, for example, a business. Of course, you have bumps in your life. Of course, if you find everything ready, that's lucky for you. But when you are for a man-made person, you find times in your life where it's like, should I give up? Should I say, I tried, but I didn't manage? And then it comes a fight between you and yourself. It's when you say, yes, I believe, and I'm afraid to fail more. And this song applied that for me. It's one of the best songs. Like, I sing with it, and, you know, it's a happy song. But the reason before that song, it's where... Like, listen, people are not appreciating my music. People are not believing in what I believe. How can I get the boat straight?
So it's like really digging deep to find.
Yes, yes. And then when you get, I think even when he sings, it's relieving. Like, listen, I'm singing, but listen, hey, I did it. Okay. Ah. Because remember, Robbie Williams was in a group and then they split up. Mm. One of the other singers was doing really well. And then Robbie Williams came up with the song and he just...
had to blow it out the water.
Yep.
Let's listen to Angels by Robbie Williams.
Yes.
I sit away. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me.
was instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. Oh, when love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I'm loving angels instead.
Song I didn't know, Passenger, Let Her Go.
Yes.
I didn't know this one at all. What does that mean to you? And how did you find him?
No, I have another 20 or 30 songs, but I will take all your show, so better not. Well, I mean, the song, it speaks on its own. Again, remember, I'm 39. I've been playing in the top division since I'm 16.
Mm-hmm.
I played 58, nearly 60 games with the national team. So when I'm there, high expectations. And same in the business, same with my family, same everything. But then, of course, your soul, your heart, you know, I like to be always with someone. I'm mm-hmm. a person that when I'm with someone, I want to live with her and spend time with her, meaning... if we need to work together, if we need to party, we party together, if we need to make sacrifices, sacrifice together. Mm. So it's not easy to find your perfect soulmate. And okay, not no one is perfect, especially me. However, you know, when you have a good person and you let her go, this is what it's all about. But I know it was meant to be like that. So, you know, you have to live with decisions that you took.
Make.
Mm. Exactly, we make. So
let's have a bit of a listen to that one.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. when you've been high, when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. 'Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. We see you when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. 'Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
The last one on your list is in Spanish.
Yes.
So this is Marc Anthony, and it's, I'm going to get this wrong, Vila Mi Vida?
Mm.
Yeah? So what does that mean?
Live My Life.
Live My Life, okay.
Live My Life. Marc Anthony is, as well as coming from a very, let's say, not a pleasant country to live, mm-hmm. where the crime is high, the police can't control the damage that they do in Puerto Rico. And the song expresses himself, mi gente, so my people. It's the inspiration to keep going forward, mm-hmm. you know. And it's a happy song, a dancing song.
Yes.
And of course, it's, you know, it's the mentality. This is very, I need to emphasize, I hope I'm not taking too much time, but I want to get the message through out there. Unfortunately, some people, they have a line, you know, and they call it finish line. And like they go to university, the school, the studies, they get the degrees and they want to become whatever. And when they made it, like even in marriage, sometimes when they get married, yes, I did it. And then the next day, they just let go.
Ah.
They just let go. They start caring for themselves. They don't want to get another better job, another high position in their working place, mm-hmm. you know. And they don't appreciate that life. For me, it's a gift, you know, and you have to make the best out of it. So this song, it's a happy song. He's saying that for my people, and I want to show you that life. I mean, we, as a country, I'm a very proud Maltese person. However, because I lived abroad in different countries, in 7 or 8 different countries, we take it for granted that our father will buy us a car at the age of 18. Or we take it for granted that we have food at home. We have clothes to wear.
Yep.
You know? We complain on everything, even if there's traffic. You know? And people like this are thankful because they have food in their plates in the evening. They're lucky if they eat. So, you know, okay, I don't want to go over and cause certain.
No, but we are spoiled. We are spoiled. Economically strong and therefore
exactly.
Spoiled.
I mean, I have one story. I mean, where I was, just to tell you this to close, because a very strong message, and I don't say it to a lot of people. However, when I was 18, I was playing in the Premier in Malta with Floriana, and in January 2000, I went to Bulgaria. So it was like minus 20.
Ouch.
Yeah. I went on a pre-season with them Like, so I met the players, that only the doctor spoke English. Of course, training hard, and I couldn't feel my toes with the cold weather, and wow. Anyway, I wasn't performing because I was frozen, but they kept me there. However, February, when we went in the main city, I live, my parents, they have 10 rooms in their house, you know. When I went to Bulgaria, I was splitting an apartment with a colored guy on one of those big buildings, like they go like 50 floors.
Okay.
You know, and I only had one bathroom to share and one room. And on TV, there was just CNN, Cartoon Network, and the rest was German or Bulgarian. So I had a problem with the food because we had a hotel and we could have eaten there, but they put everything feta cheese and I am allergic to dairy things. So I was eating, you know, that roasted chicken. I was eating 6 days a week roasted chicken. There was no... yeah. And to top of that, in this big building underneath, it was like full of, you know, I don't know if I should say this, you know, working woman. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And like, if I say this, I'm still a virgin. However, they were pulling me and trying inside and trying to provoke me. And, you know, there were like gypsies and stuff like that. I was seeing people in the street asking for money. I did a mistake that I gave them some. An hour after, I had like a mass meeting of kids chasing me to give them money. So, you know, it makes me glue flesh, but, you know, I passed through a lot and experiences, some good, some bad, some, but it's all there in your life.
Mm-hmm. But this and keeps you humble. It keeps you humble.
Yes,
at least you're not
yes,
spoiled
yes. And this song, you know, makes me happy. And as I said, I am a very person that I appreciate everything. I never forget where I come from. I am, okay, I'm nothing special, but what I did in my life, I have to thank my co-citizens, Maltese people, because they always believed in me. And I spoke to you about it as well. I want to make a biography about everything. And all the earnings that we get from this biography, it will go to a community chess fund or something. I will speak with the president of Malta to help the society. As I said, I always find support from everyone. And this is something that keeps me going forward, even when there are doubts.
That's it, because this year times have changed and not everyone is in the same positions that they were. So we need to start thinking like, you know, the people that Mark Anthony sings about in this song. So we're going to see you out with this one, Villa Mi Vida.
Yes, Live My Life.
And this is at least good and upbeat and should get everyone a positive end to the show. Thanks so much for joining me, Justin Harper.
You're welcome. Thank you.
On this week's Musical Memories. We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.